All right, we have a woman of God in the house. She is the president of Funke Felix Adejumo Foundation. All right, her unique unction and utterance has endowed her to her heart to the hearts of millions of people who have listened to her in conferences and seminars around the world. Interestingly, in I think last two major conferences, we have spoken together. Okay, almost back to back now. Abby, at Reverend Killer's conference, she was, Kenya. Kenyans know her very well. Extremely powerful. She has a great passion for womanhood with a divine purpose on earth, honoring God and blessing humanity. This vision has transformed into many works, such as the established Grace of an Age, the construction of Children's Hospital, and other great works that she is doing. I don't think she will allow us to introduce her without saying she is married to Bishop Felix Remi Adejumo, has a blissful home which is blessed with two men, two women, five grandchildren, and many adopted children. Let's rise to our feet and welcome Bishop Funke Felix Adejumo.
Thank you. Oh, be lifted above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship. Let God hear your voice. Oh, be lifted above all other gods. God, come on. Oh, glorious God, we praise your name. We lay our crown and worship. Oh, glorious God. Praised, you are the Lamb upon the throne, and unto you when lift our voices praise, you are the Lamb upon the throne. So I want only the church, I don't want the priest team. I want to hear the voices of everyone that is here. And please, instrumentalists, I want you to look at me. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, and on our voice in praise unto the Lamb. God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. Sing it two more times. Everybody, God in three persons. Come on. God in three persons. Of days, we honor you tonight. I know there are many accomplished people here, but you are the most important. So we remove all the crowns that life has placed on our heads, and we use everything to decorate your majestic feet, for you are truly God. And without you, we are absolutely nothing. We thank you, we praise you for all that you have done in this conference, for what you're about to do, and for the things you will yet do. Please take all the glory. And I pray that, Lord, as we lift you tonight, hold our hands and take us to the next level. We are careful to give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have worshipped. And God's people will shout a big amen. I'm sure it can be better and greater than that. Come on. Now raise your hands above your head and give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big hand. Give him a big hand. Give him an applause. He's worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You may please be seated. Good evening and happy new year to each and every one of you. This year, it's going to be one of the best years ever. No matter the darkness and the world, you and I will shine brighter and brighter. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 18, the Message translation says, the longer you live, the brighter you will shine. This will be your testimony. And this year, God will give you ceaseless harvests. And you will experience exceptional advancements. Let me tell you, amen is not an encouragement to the preacher. Amen is the acceptance of a divine verdict. This year, you will experience ceaseless harvests. This year, you will enjoy exceptional advancement. Let your amen be louder than your neighbor's own. None of us is qualified to preach the gospel if not that God qualifies us. And I'm holding the microphone tonight, not because I'm the best of preachers, but because it has pleased the Lord to give me this opportunity. And God will always bless human beings through human beings. Therefore, help me celebrate Pastor Boju Oyemade tonight. I wanted to honor him, give him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you that are celebrating him, you will have many reasons to celebrate. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Maturity is expressed when you are close to someone. There is proximity, but there is no familiarity. So maturity is proximity without familiarity. A lot of people have missed out on the blessings of God in their lives because they are too used to grace, too used to God. It's a great honor to have a pastor that does not abuse you. It's a great honor to have a pastor that does not manipulate you. Because there's so much pollution in the world. We thank God for Pastor Boju. I don't know whether he's the one pursuing me or I'm the one pursuing him. From Houston to Abuja to where? Kenya, you know, and all that. Pastor Boju, today be ni how? I honor you, my brother. God bless you, sir. Let's celebrate this befitting coin. Pastor Tony. Hallelujah. Your pastor saw well when he went to the markets. We honor you, beautiful queen. And the Lord bless you continually in the name of Jesus. Isn't she looking? I told Pastor Kpoju tonight, e ku se e ku nawo an rowo yin. One another. We love you both. You both are our blessings in the kingdom. And the Lord will preserve and protect you. There shall be no scandal, no evil in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to, please be seated. I want to honor all the servants of God that are in the house tonight. God bless you. I use Dr. Segun and Dr. Deola as a point of contact. Thank you. Thank you for honoring what God is doing here. And your choir looks amazing. I feel like, and protocol and covenants. You don't fall our hand at all. God bless you all. I bring you greetings from my husband of 41 years. Yes. If you think it is easy to be married for 41 years, come and tell me. Please celebrate Bishop Felix Remi Adejumo. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I think they gave Pastor Kwaju my old profile. We have two hospitals now. God is good and several other things. And we have 9 grandchildren. And I'm still begging them to give me more. I want 13. Please join your faith with mine. I honor all the servants of God that have gone ahead, that have brought God's word, and the ones that will still come. I believe that God led your senior pastor to choose these graces, because what someone does not have, the other has. Nobody has it all. So we are grateful to God for everyone that is a speaker in this conference. Tonight, I just want to bring the dimension that God laid on my heart. The theme is, Thy Kingdom Come. And everybody has been speaking about the kingdom, the different aspects of the kingdom. But I believe strongly in my spirit that tonight the Lord will have me share with you. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll talk about one aspect of the kingdom, but tonight the Lord laid it on my heart to share with you, not just about the kingdom, but about the King. So in case you need a title for tonight's message, I'll soon be done. It is, Let's Talk About the King. And I'm going to share a few scriptures with you tonight. When you talk about the kingdom, you're talking about monarchy. And there are certain things that characterize the kingdom. In the natural, which is just an expression of the spiritual. So you have the king. In the kingdom, you have the queen. You have citizens. You have systems. You have structure. You have strategy. When you talk about the kingdom, you're talking about autocracy. It is not diplomacy at all. And it is not democracy. We're talking about autocracy. And God, in his infinite wisdom, has decided that that's the way he wants to go. But he's such a magnificent and magnanimous God. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6 tells us that he refused to just be a king to himself. He's made us kings and priests. What a God. What a king. There are husbands that will not allow their wives shine because of insecurity. And they are cowards. Why are you murmuring? But not God. God is secure enough. In fact, Jesus at a point said, the works that I do, you will do, even higher. What a God, what a King of kings. And tonight, let's bring our focus from the kingdom just for this session and put it and place it on the King. Let's talk about the King. Who is this King? Who is he? Psalm 24 tells us, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. So that's how the Bible describes him. He's the King of glory. Let's describe him a bit as we go into the scriptures. And I want to begin with Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 11. Exodus 15, 11. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. It is the King of the kingdom that I'm describing to you. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Small g. Who is like thee? Nobody. You're glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. I love the Yoruba translation of that fearful in praises. Eleru ni. You are praising him and there is fear. Eru je 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 je. We're not talking about one useless kingdom. When we say let thy kingdom come, you know, it's a declaration. And it's God we're referring to because it was Jesus that taught us that prayer. We're telling the Lord, let your kingdom come. That kingdom is not just one kurumu jeje kingdom. One kingdom that you push and then forget about whoever is abusing the church now. They have no idea what is about to happen through the church, by the wisdom of God through the church. Because pace setters are usually first criticized, misunderstood, misinterpreted, then studied, then copied, then thanked. That's how it goes. That's how it works. Up until 1912, psychologists, theologians, scientists had declared that a piece of metal could not be sustained in the air until two bicycle repairers showed up. They did not have a pilot's license. They were criticized. They were the sons of a reverend gentleman. The day they were going to fly the aircraft, their reverend father, Reverend Wright, said to them, you will both rot in hell for defying scientists and all that. So if you are being criticized, it's because you are a pace setter. Elevated people will always be criticized by frustrated people. Hold your stand as long as you know you are in the will of God. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Nobody. There are wealthy people. There are mighty people. But there is no single almighty person in the world. He alone is the almighty. I'd like you to give him a big, big, big hand. The King. Let's move to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 2. A woman was barren for some time and then God visited her and she burst out into singing. And then she says, there is none, as if she was replying Exodus chapter 15. The song that was sung by Miriam. So we see another woman reply. Miriam said, who is like unto thee? And Anna is saying, there is none as holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. This rock is so strange. It followed the Israelites. How can a rock be following? And out of it came water. This rock is so strange that if he stands like this and you come to hit it, you will break in pieces. If he now decides to move and meet you, this rock that is the King, that owns the kingdom we're talking about. The only monarch of the universe. Everybody knows the beginning and sometimes the end of the kings of the earth. But this one, that we're saying that his kingdom should come. And we have been told in the course of this conference, the content of the kingdom, the various dimensions of the kingdom, the wealth, the prosperity, the righteousness, the peace, the joy of that kingdom. He's such an amazing God. We move on from that, and then we move on to Revelations. And I want to read Revelations chapter 4, beginning from verse 1. Look at his throne. He's such an amazing king. Revelations chapter 4. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Please run, because I'm going to verse 11. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and somebody sat on the throne, the king. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, inside like unto an emerald. How many precious things have you said here? And round about the throne, apart from the rainbow, were 24 seats. And upon the seats, I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Please run. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, and thunderings, and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Let me leave those 7 spirits for Pastor Kpoju. You know he will break it in pieces. He's an erudite teacher. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, egbami, throne, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne were 4 beasts, full of eyes, before and behind. This is a pictorial image of the throne of the king we're talking about. Let's talk about him. This is a pictorial image. Just picture what is being described here. And the first beast was like a lion. The second beast like a calf. The third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, let's read the verse 11 together, everybody. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure. Let's give him a standing ovation. Let's give him a standing ovation. Commander-in-chief of the universe. Now, do your hands as if you want to salute him and call him any name in your language. Call him Abasi. Call him different names. He's very close to you and he's listening. This is the key to the miracle you have been waiting for. Adore his royal majesty. The original excellency himself. Baba agba. Awuwo ma se egbe. Ti emi lale di orun. Oba ti ki le ni ko to ba ni. Agbalagba oye. He that was, he that is, he that shall come. Remover of shame. The one that wipes tears of sorrow. Deliverer. The one that uses egg to crack palm kernel just to disgrace and embarrass the stone. The mighty God. Hey! Hail him! Now everybody give him a shout! You are worthy, Lord! Thou art worthy! We hail the power. just prostrate fall. Let it just prostrate fall. We bring forth the royal diadem. We crown you, crown you, crown you, crown you, crown you, crown you. Is dedicated to the king. What are you supposed to do about this king? What are you supposed to do to this king? Revelation 4:11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. What are you supposed to do? Just before I go into that, and then I pray with you and take my seat tonight, I want to remind you, number one, that this king that I'm talking about tonight, it's not a man. God is not a man. Numbers 23 and verse number 19. God is not a man. Some of you, because you've been wounded, some of you, because you have been disillusioned and disappointed, at the back of your mind, you compare God to the person that wounded you. No. He's not a man. He's God all by himself. In fact, he doesn't need any of us to be God. He just chose to be God with us. That is the reason why I keep saying ungrateful people are not bad. They are evil. Ungrateful people are not bad. They are evil. God does not need you to be God. For one minister of the gospel, you can sing, you can preach. There are a million people that are not yet born again. That God can convert. Acts chapter 9. That God can convert. For one person that God is using, wake up. Because success is more difficult to manage than failure. When your head becomes swollen, your crown will fall off. Tread softly. When Pastor Pojo and his team were making the floor of this church, maybe you gave towards the tiling. Can you imagine? Your money was the biggest, was the largest. And now the tiles have been fixed. You now wear high heel, 6 inches. And there is water on the tiles, and you are running. The tiles will forget that you bought it. Tread softly. Before the king that owns this kingdom. The book of Daniel tells us that the kingdom of men belongs to him, and he gives it to whomsoever he wills. He is God. He's not a man. Nobody voted him into power. Nobody can dethrone him. He's God. So when you wake up in the morning, before you think of what you want to go and preach, before you think of anything, bow before him in gratitude. Because do you know that scientists have discovered that each of us breathes a minimum of 26,000 times a day? So you owe God 26,000 thank you. And here you are complaining that you don't have a red shoe. You? Let me shock you. God forbid, if you die, they will still eat in your house. In fact, women, hear me. It doesn't matter how criticized I am. Don't die. Oh. Don't die. Because when I was reading the scriptures, I noticed that when Abraham was called by his wife Sarah, Sarah said, "Go in to my handmaiden." Abraham did not argue. Abraham did not argue. The Bible will have put it there now. 2 Samuel chapter 13. There is one Tamar there. She struggled with Amnon. Abraham did not argue. He just said, "Where is she?" And the Bible calls him the father of faith. Your husband is not a father of faith, though. He's a brother of faith. Maybe a few fathers. So don't die. Don't kill yourself because one woman is messing up. And then you are alive. The man is messing up. If you die. Do not kill yourself. Nothing is worth it. No relationship is worth it. Pastors, don't kill yourself because of a church. The only person that could have died for them over 2,000 years ago. You kill yourself, they will vote and bring up another person. In fact, they will say, "It was our former pastor that didn't let us know that you are disanointed." Human beings. I got saved 47 years ago. I've seen things in the body of Christ. Do not kill yourself. Choose to live. It's a choice. Choose to live. Be grateful. The kingdom is in you. The kingdom starts with you. Let the expression begin with gratitude. Ungrateful people are not bad. They are evil. When you were nothing and nobody would have touched you with the longest of poles, the man of God that stood there working, laboring over you, now that you have blown, you carry the testimony to another place and you begin to insult the man of God. "My pastor is not as anointed." I pity the church you went to because you will do the same. Ungrateful people are not bad. They are evil. Whether you are ungrateful to God or you are ungrateful to man. God is not a man. Number two, God does not lie. The king that we're talking about that has this kingdom, that we're saying, "Let your kingdom come," he does not lie. Men lie. Women lie. Because I wasn't talking about gender. Born again, stop talking. In fact, let me shock you. Many of you know that I'm a law student. For your information, I'm in my final year. I'm in part 5, studying law. You touch a woman, we will meet in courts. But don't be rude to men too. And then, what we are discussing in class now, the lecturer comes, it is called jurisprudence. And the lecturer comes and then he asks this question: when is it okay to lie? I know that some of you now say, no, FFA, don't talk about that. The Bible says, because we're looking at law and culture, law and custom, law and morals, law and religion, law and, you know, law students are here and lawyers are here. When is it okay to lie? So you say, "Oh, I'm a Christian, I'm born again. I'm not validating lying. No. But I'm just saying that the depravity of humanity, when you are cornered, and you say, the blood of Jesus. Ah, Jesus, I lied, but just the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. But God does not even have the capacity to lie. It is not impossible, but impossible. Impossible plus can't. And the book of Hebrews tells us it is impossible. Even if God wants to lie, he cannot lie. What did God tell you? He comes late when he wants to come big. God is coming. For Samuel chapter 1, Anna wanted a child. God wanted a prophet. What did God tell you? After God has spoken, every other speaker is a late comer. God does not lie. He's coming. He's coming in a big way. He's coming in a big way. When it looks like God is coming too late, he's coming in a big way. You know why you don't have a car yet? They are still fixing the headlamp. Just like the lion, the cheetah, the leopard entered the ark, the tortoise also entered. The snail also entered. And I love Hebrews chapter 11, verses 39 and 40. Without us, they cannot be complete. I thank God for Pastor Poju. I thank God for all these big, big men of God. But we are also coming. Without us, they cannot be complete. Envy is ignorance. Stop envying people. Your own too is coming. God is not a man. Number two, God cannot lie. Number three, God does not forget. If you have ever come to this ministry to sweep the floor, to arrange the chairs, to minister to God's servant and God's handmaiden, to park the cars, to arrange the pulpit, to serve water, to do one thing or another, to beat the drums while sweating, to take care of the children's church, to do one thing or another. You even fell down on Okada. Nobody saw you. God does not forget. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain, you may never hold the microphone. Nobody may see you. Your face may never be on a flyer. But God does not forget. God does not throw up. He lifts up. There's a story. I didn't just appear. Nobody knew me 30 years ago. I got born again 47 years ago. This mouth has drunk all kinds of waters before. Because of the gospel. We went to preach somewhere before. On deep sea, we had to travel 4 hours to get there. We had a shipwreck. 10 of us died. We still went back. A church is standing there today. God does not throw up. He lifts up. There's a story behind every glory. Don't give up at a quarter to your reward. The pastor does not even recognize me. The first lady does not even know I'm in existence. The big boss is there. He knows it. I'm a living proof that God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. He doesn't forget. I'm not a preacher first. I'm a Christian first. I'm a child of God first. I still go to church to sweep. And I will sweep till Jesus comes or till I can no longer do it. Because it was broom phone I was holding before Jesus gave me a microphone. Some of you, just a little lift like this, you will leave what you are doing. Because now you are a deacon. Now you are a deaconess. Some of you, you will even be helping. You'll be helping your husband to flash God. Hello, hello, God, call my husband. Please call my husband. Because you are looking for someone to carry your Bible. And carry your leg, and carry your bum bum, and carry everything, so that you can start Original International Jesus is Coming Covenant Church. Because you think God is late. Pastor Kwaju does not know me. First Lady Tony does not know me. I've been working. I've been laboring. You're not laboring for them. Every cobble you give, every seed you sow, God sees it. The next thing I want to tell you today is that God does not gossip. And what I'm about to say now, don't look at me funny, because I know all of you, including Pastor Kwaju, is guilty of it. Have you ever been in a situation where you and somebody, you gossiped about somebody, and the person carried the matter to go and meet the person? When you were young or university, and they were not, because they need the friendship of that person. We both gossiped about this person. We both said this thing. You now carry the matter to go and meet that person. Sometimes, including Christians, and your heart is broken. And it takes God for you to forgive this person. That's not God. God does not gossip. He's able to keep that which is committed to his hands. He will not carry your matter and be sharing it all around to embarrass you. God is a secret keeper. I was amazed when the Lord said to me, tonight, give this session to the king. Oh, there are things we can talk about, the kingdom come. But I knew in my spirit, and I'm going to be leading you very soon to worship him. Because some of you, the miracles, the liftings you've been waiting for, it is this conference that holds the key. And different aspects, as you apply these different aspects of the word, it will shock you. God is going to collapse time for you. You think your mates have left you. Oh, don't worry. God is about to collapse time for you. I said this before. Let me share it again. John chapter number 2. When Jesus told the servants to go fetch water and fill the pots. The groom and the bride were sitting. Maybe they were gisting. They were not the ones running around to go fetch the water. In 2026, kings and nobles will serve you. But when the wine showed up, they were not the ones that were thanked. The chairman said to the groom, why did you keep this fine wine? Isaiah chapter 65, beginning from verse 24. Houses you did not build. Are you catching this prophetic word? Vineyards you did not plant. Get ready. God is about to blow your mind. I want you to shout a big amen. You see, my husband says that success is the cumulative effect of a well-managed destiny. So it's cumulative. You may not know. God is putting it together, putting it together, putting it together. It looks as if he doesn't remember you, but he's putting it together, putting everything together. And very soon, it's going to blow. And then you'll be wondering, what did I do? See, did I give, Lord? No, it's not just what you, it's not what you just did. God has been, there's a book of record, book of remembrance. That's a word for somebody. Let's talk about the king. He does not upbraid. Some people, when they bless you, the whole world must hear. One lady told me this, that one day someone was dancing and giving thanks to the Lord in church, you know, and the lady that was sitting beside her, the person that told me, said, is it not me that gave her that dress? That's not God. Except you step out of boundary. He will tell you, remember, I took you from following the court. 2 Samuel chapter 6 and then 2 Samuel chapter 7. So as I close, I've told you about this king. What should we do to the king? Number one, honor him. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse number 30. They that honor me, I will honor. But they that despise me, I will hold in light esteem. Honor God. Honoring God is in various forms and expressions. Let me break it down a little for you. Let me begin with how you treat the things of God. You can't come to church, chew gum, and paste it on the chair. It is dishonoring. You cannot scratch MTN paper and drop the paper on the floor. Some people are wondering why their prayers are not heard. You cannot finish service and then your child is running to this instrument. They are not equipment, they are instruments of worship. And is beating and misbehaving and scattering everywhere. And they say, we cannot touch the child because it's dishonoring. You can't be a keyboardist and the keyboard is ever dirty. If there is nothing, you use your tie to clean it. God is watching. You can come to church and then maybe as men or as protocols, you did a meeting, you change the chairs, you disorganize them, and then you just leave like that. And we return. We sanctuary keepers, we see a lot. I tell you, I go to church to sleep. Some people even forget their Bible. Bible is the church. So I'm shoo. I said, how did you go home? How did you go home? And we are picking. You came for women's meeting. You scattered everywhere. And then some people are arranging it. And you are praying, let thy kingdom come. If the kingdom comes, you will die. If the kingdom comes, you die. You see, because God is now, you say, yeah, it's grace. Undisciplined people cannot be properly used this end time. Discipline yourself. Whether you were the one that dropped it or not, this is the house of the Lord. It's the house of the Lord. You pick it. You don't wait for your pastor or a guest speaker to take an offering, to take a special seed. You notice a seed. You notice a need in church. And you are blessed with a skill. You honor God. For security reasons, and then so that it won't look like self-aggrandizement, I cannot tell you, I cannot extray my life to you. I am more than a preacher. And the secrets of champions are in their stories. You honor him with your life. You honor him with your essence. When last did you wet your makeup before God? Some of you come late to church, you say, praise worship is still ongoing. They still be doing praise worship. Some of you, it is praise worship time. You put your hand in your pocket. You cannot dance before the Lord, the one that made you. 2 Samuel 6, it was before the Lord that I was dancing. What are you wearing? What are you carrying that you are amazed? What? Because God has lifted you now. You must send for us to come and receive your tithe from home. That your tithe is somebody's offering. Somebody's offering. Is it because people don't talk? And then we must worship you. You say, they didn't shake my hand very well. You should have taken 2 minutes to shake my hand. Really? Really? When you come to church, you get outside there. You remove whatever you are. We honor you. We thank God for you. But please, tread softly. You, let me remind you, you are a man, a human being whose breath is in his nostrils. You that can give an appointment for 11 and 10:45, you are dead. Honor God. Honor everything that has to do with God. You don't use your pastor or ministers of the gospel as toothpick after a bowl of pounded yam in your house. And you take anyhow. We don't even know. So his master, he stands or falls. Even if he's a fake pastor, leave him. We are praying. Judgment is starting already from the house of the Lord. God is cleaning the church. Don't use your mouth. Or your fingers. Baba Adeboye that had been in ministry before your mother got married. You will now go on Facebook and be using your finger and you want to carry billions. You'll be using your finger to type nonsense. Because you have 2-1. And the two one is not even in English language. It is in physical education. Forgive me if you are a therapist here. They know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to them. What is it? The pastor comes around and says, shall we all kneel before the Lord? You are looking at who put the outfit on you? Who? I was in the hospital recently. And again, I have learned to thank God for life. That you can see, my dear, thank God. That hospital, a 1-month-old baby was brought to have surgery. 1-month-old. My husband says, it is not normal for things to be normal. That you went to your kitchen and returned. Thank God. That you both slept and woke up. Thank God. If you die, God will still be God. We're just God will still be God. You know, in our marriage, my husband is 8.5 years older than I am. And sometimes when I'm naughty, you know women now, don't look at me funny. There's no wife here that has not been naughty at all, no matter how spiritual you are. I know who is on this WhatsApp call. We know ourselves. My husband will look at me sometimes and say, sometimes he calls me Olori, many times he calls me darling. He will say, you know I'm not weak. It's just that I love you. And there are men here that are very strong men, accomplished men, but because they love us, their wives, things that they will not take from anybody, they take it and they smile. They take it and they smile. So when we enter this new year, my husband is 71. I said to myself, one of the things I told God that I would do this year is to treat my husband like a baby. Because one of my mentors in faith, her husband died. And I was in her bedroom. And she said to me with sorrow, if I knew he would die this early, I would have been a better wife. Sometimes until people lose some things, they don't know the value. And I noticed that as I started treating my husband like a baby, because you see, psychologists have discovered that as men age, they become more dependent. As women age, they become more independent. I have been cooking, me too, I want a life, you know, something like that. I noticed that even though I've been honoring him, I would tell him I'm one of the loyal wives on earth, you know. But when I change gear, I have a car that has 7 gear. You know, there are cars and there are cars. As God began to lift me, I noticed. There are cars that you don't need to bind and loose. Even the devil understands their zoom, 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 zoom. I brought one of them tonight. Because I've been poor before. Only Jesus could have done what he's doing in my life. As I began to take the honor I give to my husband to another level, Jesus, I didn't know that that man can take care of a woman like that. My husband just changed. As we were driving, because he too was going, you know, God is giving us a project. I was sharing with the first lady. He too was going to look at the project. So we drove to a point and then we took off. He went. So the two of us were in the car and I was telling him, I just want to appreciate you. I just want to adore you. Darling, we've been married 41 years, but this level is just different. You know that Isaiah 65, before you ask, why you are here speaking, is another level. If ye that are evil. If you just, that was how David cornered God. An adulterer. And God will say he's a man after my heart. David. I go to Israel and I see, is it only this David? This man may not know anything, but he understood. Psalm 8, oh Lord my God, how excellent is your name. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless. Look at the last Psalms. Clap, dance, bring flutes, bring this. Whether he was the only one that wrote it or not, look at 2 Chronicles. You know, he was going to die. God said, don't touch the temple. He said, God, I know how to corner you. I will not build, but I will make provision. That man died several years ago. He's still speaking. Let's talk about the king tonight. I want to give you 6 minutes to honor the king anyhow. Honor him anyhow. I have 7 more minutes, but I want you to honor the king anyhow. This is what he laid on my heart tonight. See how far he has brought you. That you put on clothes and it fits you. This is God. See God in your life. Who are you that you will be married? Who are you that you will have a ministry? Who are you that you will speak and people will listen? Who are you that you will be wealthy? Remember when you were struggling, when it was a quarter to shame and God showed up. Hey, let's honor the king tonight. The king that owns the kingdom. Let's adore him. Let's magnify him. Let's thank him. Forget about what you don't have. This is the key. Oh, rebo sheke libra gasata yamagasa. Libo shoto lobro gozente yi magatala bogas katala boga. Rugo soto yobogo harobogo shoto lobro des katala bogas katala. It is just God's grace. Hey, Anu. Hey. Karaboshete libagas. I honor you, Jesus. The King of the kingdom.